This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Civility. That's a word that's been kicked around politics for a long time, very long time. George McGovern said, I think the country's getting disgusted with Washington, partly because of the decline of civility in government. This is a man from the 70s. Let me tell you, if you were in politics in the 70s and you see it today, you got to be going, are you kidding me? It is a devolution like you've never seen before. Politics is more guttural. It is more cutthroat, evil. I'm telling you, give me the gladiators fighting to the death in the time of Rome, and I will tell you that it compares, it looks like Boy Scout, like a Boy Scout campout compared to what's happening today in politics. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The very non-civil Kevin Jackson, because I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care about the civility that the left claims they want to have. They don't want civility. The only thing they respect is when you stand up for yourself, verbally or otherwise. Civility. These are the people that shot and tried to kill Steve Scalise and many others. These are the people who left American citizens to die on 9/11 in Benghazi and then covered it up. These are the people who wanted to run guns into Mexico so there could be a run on the border and we would have to grant amnesty to illegals. These are the people that let veterans die on waiting lists and you want to tell me they're civil? Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'll give you civility. I'll give you the Tea Party. A bunch of hardworking, tax-paying Americans. Gun-loving, God-loving, military-loving, police-loving, civility-loving, government, small government-loving people, capitalists who are out there every day being civil, raising the most civil of children, creating the most civilized societies on the planet. And you know what they say of you? You're homophobic, xenophobic, whatever. Blackophobic, whiteophobic, Latinophobic, you name it. You're all these phobias. And you're the best people on earth. They say you're uncivilized. These are the people, the Democrats, who were so civil that when black people were freed, they formed the KKK so they could scare black folks back on the plantation. That's how civil they were. These are the people who did everything within their power to take away the rights of black folks, and they want to talk about civility.
They came up with a whole set of laws called the slave codes. And you know what they were? They were a set of laws to reinstitute slavery. Let me tell you what they were. There was a vagrancy law. A vagrant was any person who wasn't fully employed and didn't have a place of residence. You know who that was? The 4 million slaves who just found that they were free. As soon as they stepped up the plantation, you're breaking the law, they locked you up. Wow. And as soon as they started that process, then they created what's called the convict lease program. You know what the convict lease program was? The convict lease program was a program that said once you were arrested and incarcerated, you could be back to the plantation. Sometime before your bed even got cold. Then they said, oh, yeah, you want to vote? Sure, we got the literacy law. You know what that law was? The literacy law said that you could vote, but you had to first read this statement. If you read the statement, you were arrested. Why? Because the only way you could read it, if you know how to read it, was against the law. And so they had the legal system set up and designed to reinstitute chattel slavery. Now we got a fast forward. But we don't got a lot of time. But what I will tell you, even today, they got this drug-free zone. Let me tell you why the drug-free zone is a joke. Drug-free zone says if you get caught with drugs, either in your possession, sale, or distribution in a drug-free zone, which is 500 feet from a school, that you are required to get the maximum penalty. Well, guess what? Anywhere you go, it's 500 or 1,000 feet from a school, which means we automatically going to get the maximum. That's when they come up with the mandatory minimum, which say, well, then, if in fact you get arrested with a certain amount of drugs, I got to give you 15 to life. You know why? Because the prison industrial complex is a business, and we are a commodity. We were brought here as a commodity. As soon as they figured out that they could no longer use us in the way they use us, they had to figure out a new way to use us. And when this wave runs out, they'll come out with another way to use us. And two, we wake up, until we raise our consciousness, until we recognize that I want you to kill each other. I want you to call your sister by the B name. I want you to call each other. I want y'all to rob and steal each other. You know why? Because I make money all the way to the bank. My daughter's the stenographer. My uncle is the judge. My nephew is the prosecutor. My cousin is the defense attorney. And my brother is the correction officer. My other cousin is the warden. And if you die and kill each other, I make the embalming fluid to bury your dead ass. And then on top of that, I build a coffin. So I'm making money across the board. So I don't want you to get conscious. I don't want you to be in the room teaching each other. I don't want you to raise your level of thinking. I want you to go out there and bend each other. I want you to go out there because when you do that, my son, who's not yet born, can have an education at Harvard. I can buy that yacht that I always wanted. I can live in a life of luxury, and I can continue to capitalize off your stupidity.
I can't put it much better than that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. See, that's a brother breaking it down. But you can bring it forward. Fast forward it to any... I mean, he did. He fast forwarded to the prison industrial complex. He fast forwarded to the media industrial complex. He fast forwarded to the education industrial complex. All the things that the left will tell you, institutional racism. And every single one of them they own. They own all of it. They own the media. They own entertainment. They own the education system. And then what they do is they tell you, oh, the capitalists, that's bad. Don't go over there, Kevin. That's where things get, woo-hoo, you don't want to do that. Because if you become a capitalist, you can get yourself out of the system. That's why you guys don't know this. Barack Obama hated the National Black Chamber of Commerce. Hated them. Are you aware of that? He tried to put them out of business. Most people don't know that. I'm good friends with Harry Alford. We're partnered with him in our project called Seeking Educational Excellence. Barack Obama wanted the National Black Chamber of Commerce to go away, to be defunct, done. That's what he hated. You believe that? A group of people that have amassed 100,000 black business owners, you would think Barack Obama would have said, Lord, let's embrace this group. They didn't. Anything but civilized towards them. Now, I'm back to civility. McGovern said, I think the country's getting disgusted with Washington partly because of the declines of civility in government. And he said it in the 70s. Can you imagine if McGovern was alive today, what he would be thinking about what we're talking about now? People who want to beat us up, who want to get people killed, who have groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter who will shoot you, who have black folks that will attack Kanye West because he dare speak his own mind? Threaten to shoot me because I dare not say the things that they want me to say? And the allure. As I said, if you think they give Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton money, wait till you see what they give me, an educated black man who can articulate a real message. What would they give me if I switched? You already heard me talk about that. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
For Democrats, people are commodities. Listen to what I'm telling you, folks. I played a clip earlier of a black man talking about black codes and how they set everything up so black men would end up back in jail and as part of the prison industrial complex. From the moment we were free, the Democrats started strategizing on how to get us either back on the plantation or to keep our black butts in check. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Thank you for all the great comments that you send in, the phone calls, 844-551-8255. Thank you so much, because I know you're listening and you're paying attention, and the audience is growing in leaps and bounds. It really is. And it's because we tell you the truth. Blacks are a commodity, though. We are the most prized commodity of the Democrats' creation. But let me tell you, everybody's a commodity with the Democrats. I swear to you, when I meet a person, I only see a human being. I start immediately judging them on their behaviors. Did they smile? It makes me have a reaction. If they're frowning, I have a reaction. It's funny. I play a game with one of my youngest son. I'll come up to him and I'll just be looking at him hard, like I'm mad. And sometimes he would go, "Dad, what are you mad at?" And I'd go, "No, I could see his demeanor, like, why are you mad?" And I went, "Who says I'm mad?" He goes, "The look." I said, "Okay, so let's say I am. What's that got to do with you?" And he was like, "What?" And a couple times I did it where I looked like I was mad at him, like, you know, like, "What are you doing?" And I'm looking at him mean, like I look at him when he's in trouble. And he was like, "What I do?" And I went, "Nothing." And he's looking at me like I'm crazy. See, it's a game I play with all my sons. And I say, "Why do you want to take what I'm pushing off to you?" What he should have said is, "Dad, you look upset. Something bothering you?" Because he'd done nothing wrong. Why are you allowing people to transfer their emotions onto you? Now, you could see somebody hurting. Maybe you see somebody thinking. And you know what people do? "Kevin, what's wrong?" They shouldn't say that. They should say, "Kevin, what's on your mind?" Because maybe I'm thinking a happy thought. Maybe, who knows? But and worse than just asking you what it is, they will feel it. Somebody will wait to see how you are feeling, and then they want to feel it. That's typically in a parent-child relationship. If you find yourself doing that, you are in a parent-child relationship. And liberals are good at it. They want to be the parent. They want you to be the child. And they are always transferring onto you. And it's never good. It's okay if a parent transfers joviality, congeniality to their child. Like every time their child sees them, the parent is smiling. And the child looks up and sees a mom and dad happy. But it's also good, too, when parents have to parent. But you don't want to, when you're an adult, you don't need to be parented by the left. You don't need to pay attention to them when they're happy. You don't need to pay attention to them when they're sad. You just need to worry about your emotions. And Democrats have gotten so good at pushing their emotions off, they've made it an art form. They focused it on certain key issues. For blacks, it's about your lack of civil rights and your, you know, slavery and all these things that they created, but they want blacks upset about it. And they've even pushed it over to a different antagonist. It's Republicans who they should be mad at. Not the very people who did it. For Latinos, it's you should be mad over illegal immigration. For women, you should be mad over the amount of pay that you don't get. Whatever, you should be mad. If it's immigrants, you know, you should be mad because you don't get the treatment of a citizen. And on and on. And they love putting people in boxes. The best at it on the planet. Commodities, that's what you are. They look at you, how can we get the white male vote? How can we get the white female vote? How can we get the black vote? How can we get the millennial vote? How can we get the Asian vote? We just go, look, let's do the right thing for the country and the votes will come. But the Democrats will stir up mess. It's the only way they can win. They got to get you to a level of excitation that you're just like, ooh. And the only people that they can really get that way are blacks. So they'll take blacks, they'll get us excited about it, and then they sprinkle us around. Like they'll say, "Black folks, you need to be for this illegal immigration. Even though you know on the surface it won't help, we'll get you some more money. All you got to do is act like you care." So they mess with the black commodity. Listen to this speech by a woman who wants to be the governor of Georgia. And when I talk about putting people in boxes and thinking of them as a commodity, you check it out for yourself.
But the thing with Eve is African American.
Yeah!
It's white, it's Latino, it's Asian Pacific Islander.
Yeah!
It is disabled.
Yeah!
It is differently abled.
Yeah!
It is LGBTQ.
Yeah!
It is law enforcement.
Yeah!
It is veterans.
Yeah!
It is made up of those who've been told that they are not worthy of being here.
Yeah!
It is comprised of those who are documented and undocumented.
Yeah, woo! Documented or undocumented. I don't care who's part of my coalition. Did she leave anybody out? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That was the gubernatorial candidate for the state of Georgia who is in a statistical tie with a Republican. This is a woman who is guano crazy. She is as left as you can be. She wants illegals voting. By the way, I told people years ago that Georgia, they've been slipping in illegal Latinos, Mexicans, into that state so that they could vote, giving them citizenship papers, even making them look legal, moving them into red districts, and you have Georgia, a state that has been solidly red for decades, and suddenly it's purple, possibly with a governor who isn't even nearly prepared to be governor, who is as radical as they come. This is what you're up against. And I'm going to tell you something. She has there's not a civility bone in her body. She is not going to be civil. Don't fool yourself. I'm just telling you, this is scary. It really is, that these people would dare talk about civility. The thing that should bind us together, that cements a society, is its civility. And when you lose it, there are people that say it makes you feel dirty. Jeremy Irons said losing civility makes you feel dirty, like you need to bathe. Losing civility to me makes me feel like I'm no longer part of a culture. It's a chaotic, anarchist environment. It actually makes me want to buckle down and really get and want to fight. Now I'll be honest, that's my nature, because I'm like, I'm not getting pushed around. I was somewhere and people were jostling and cutting and women. It was funny. I don't know whether they were foreigners or whatever. I know I was in a busy city. They were just moving people. I was like, hey, you need to get back over there. You're not jumping in front. I was literally the only person saying this is not going to happen. Everybody else was scared. Because we live in a society now where if you're civil, you better be scared.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The economy added 250,000 jobs in October, according to the Labor Department. That's up from 118,000 in September. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7%. Chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, Kevin Hazlett, joined Fox Business.
It's really an astonishing report. You know, we did this estimate of what the hurricane effect was going to be because the hurricane came during the survey week, and we thought that it was going to subtract about 60,000 jobs from this. And so we were prepared for the worst, and this is just like an astonishing number.
As Tuesday's midterms approach, some analysts are predicting big gains for Democrats in the House. President Trump is expected to make final pitches for GOP candidates with the series of weekend rallies. Laura Trump is a senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. She went on Fox News and said people have to remember a couple things.
What people need to remember is how far we've come in this country since Donald Trump took office.
This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
On this issue of civility today, we heard from the former Attorney General Eric Holder saying, instead of when they go low, we go high. He said, when you go low, it's time to kick them. Hillary Clinton has said, we don't return to civility until the Democrats either get the House or the Senate back because power is now the only thing Republicans understand. But when you talk to or press people on that, they'll say, you started this whole thing by encouraging people to, you know, rough up protesters and by going after people with nicknames and all kinds of things. How do you respond?
Well, I don't think so. My rallies have been very peaceful. And even at the beginning, when there seemed to be conflict, they sent paid people in to disrupt our rallies. And when you do that, you know, bad things happen. But they were the ones that started everything. So, no, it wasn't us. It was totally the other side. I would have a rally, and paid people were going into those rallies causing trouble. And in many cases, it didn't work out so well for those people.
But not okay to punch them.
Paid people, Shannon, paid people were in those rallies. But when I hear Holder making a statement like he made today, I think it's a disgrace. And Hillary, I really understand. She just doesn't get it. She never did. She never will. And that's why she lost the election.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The president is completely correct. His rallies were civilized until the left sent in their goons. Everywhere Trump went, they said, Trump's got goons at his rallies. And then they pay people to go in and create a problem. This is the level that these people have sunk to. I want you to think about this in terms of the Kavanaugh hearings, okay? Where they wanted you to believe that Kavanaugh is a rapist and a bunch of promiscuous girls were the victims. In everything they were willing to do, ask yourself what they did. Think back in retrospect. They told you these rallies meant nothing, that they were no big deal, yet they had operatives ready to go. Chicago, Trump had to cancel that one. Do you remember this? I'm glad you guys are back. Look at the level of civility they've had towards Kanye West, a man who says, I want to meet with one of my employees. Yes, the highest ranking employee in the world, the leader of the free world. You know what? That makes us pretty powerful as people because he works for us. And Kanye can get that meeting and has the meeting. And what do they do? Completely go uncivilized. He's crazy. His mother would be rolling over in her grave. It was a minstrel show. They went on and on and on attacking a man. That's the level of civility they want? please. They're not fooling me. What else we got on civility? We had somebody. Oh, let's go ahead and play the Eric Holder clip. They alluded to it, but let's play it.
As Democrats, to be as tough as they are, to be as dedicated as they are, to be as committed as they are. Michelle always says, Michelle Obama, I love her, you know, she and my wife like really tight, which always scares me and Barack. But Michelle always says that, you know, when they go low, we go up. No. When they go low, we kick them. Well, just new Democratic Party is about. Okay. We're proud as hell to be Democrats. We're willing to fight for the ideals of the Democratic Party. We're proud of our history. We're proud of our present. And we're proud of the future that we can create for this country. And we're not in this just to make a statement. We're in this to win.
First of all, welcome back, everybody. But this is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Let me say this. Eric Holder has to be in a very comfortable place to say that, because God is my witness. If Eric Holder came to me and says, Kevin, we want to, you know, kick you or whatever, I'd say, Eric, you got your shot right now. Come do it. I would love for Eric Holder or his minions to try to kick me. Now, I'm not trying to start a fight. What I'm telling you is these are people that want to get folks hurt. The idea that we disagree with one another, so you need to kick them. And they don't mean it, you know, metaphorically, like, man, you should, like, when I say put your foot on the throat of the Democrats, I'm saying put your foot on the throat of their policies. I don't like their policies. I think they are the most destructive people on the planet. I'm willing to debate it with anybody. I will happily debate it. They don't want to debate it. They don't want to debate Kanye West. Look, we've gone to colleges. There are a couple of little, you know, people that are leftists that are in the class. You know what's funny? They are afraid to ask questions. We got told after the first one of our Kanye West, the Kanye Effect events, that people were afraid to ask questions because they didn't want to get ramifications of the school. So we told the second group, you can put a question on anonymously, just put it on a piece of paper, write it out, and we'll answer your question so you don't have to say, I agree, disagree, whatever, and worry about the ramifications. That's what Wackademia, a.k.a. leftism, has got these kids so scared they won't ask a question. And Eric Holder has got groups like Antifa and BLM beating people down. They're proud of them. Nancy, you know how long it took for them to actually say, we don't want to be partnered with Antifa? It took them months, even after Antifa was beating people down. There's a video in Italy where Antifa comes up, they get real close to the cops, and eventually one of them touches the cops, and the cops commence to beating the dog doo-doo out of them. And I tell you, I felt so good watching police watch these Antifa clowns running for their lives as cops are just waving nightsticks, beating the crap out of them. The cops were very clear, you don't touch us. You don't come up screaming in our faces, nothing. Watch the American side of it. These people are screaming. They don't even know why. They want, it's anarchy. Over what? Government. Okay. A fascist government. What are we trying to get rid of? The fascist government that was left by the Barack Obama administration and the ones before that. And what are they doing? Beating down the very people who would do this. As God is my witness, I would love to get 10 of my buddies, my karate buddies, the guys I've trained, and we go to these rallies, and we would have our armor gear on, and then say to Antifa, bring it. I'm telling you what, we would fight all day, not even all day, we'd fight for about 15 minutes whooping their heads until they finally figured out that of the 100 people there with the bodies laying around, that there is no way to win. Y'all think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding at all. I hate to put it this way, but I live for the day when one of those clowns come up and does something to me. One of my friends called me, says, man, he says, I can't even talk about it. He says, Kev, I can't wait to see the viral video of you with your foot knocking some dude out and you just standing over him, and there was a picture, and because a guy put his hands on you, because it was one of my buddies I used to train. He's like, man, that's going to be fun. And I told him, you have no idea. I'm not looking for a fight because I think these people need to be civil, but they're not going to be. And I know people hate when I talk about stuff like this because, Kevin, we don't have to talk about things like that on the radio. We got important things. Folks, do you understand these people want to hurt you? They want to hurt you. They don't just want to hurt you. They want to hurt your kids. It would be different if you were just saying, leave. If you knew, they were like, leave the kids alone. If you have your kids at a rally, don't think for one second these clowns will not go after them. They will. Don't be fooled. They want to kick you down. Look, CNN was talking about this. They didn't even want to use the word mob. Check this out.
I believe it's the overreaction of the left. When you see people like Ted Cruz getting chased out of restaurants by a mob.
Oh, you're not going to use the mob word here.
It's totally a mob. It is without a doubt.
Mass. I mean,
there's no other word
mass.
For it. It's a
mass.
Go watch it. Put up
a
the video.
Mob, stop. Stop. A mob is what we saw in Charlottesville, Virginia, 2 Augusts ago.
No,
a mob is
both.
Not what we saw chasing. I'm
what
not
about,
saying
what
they
the
did
people,
was right.
What about the people who were at the Supreme Court banging on the walls? What do you call that? Civil protest? Or is that a mob? I think it's easily a mob.
Yeah, and if there were Tea Partiers, we'd call it a mob for sure. Come on, let's be serious. Let me move past the M word.
The M word, mob, won't even say mob because that's what it is. What do you call Antifa? What do you call BLM? What do you call these groups? They're mobs. But they can't even say it. They won't even admit it, that it's a mob. They talk about civility, and every time you turn around, Hillary Clinton said, you can't be civil to Republicans. There's no reasoning with us. Really? I mean, I will tell you this. Think opposite. How have I told you guys to think? What Hillary Clinton is saying is a very simple thing. That Democrats, there is no reasoning with them. The only thing they understand is you fighting back. I'm going to save you a lot of suspense. That is 100% correct. You never apologize for anything that you do. That's like when Fox was like, well, hey, listen, can you, maybe soften the language or whatever? No. Will you apologize? No, I'm not apologizing for anything. You know, there's no price you can put on me backtracking so I can take the beating from the left. There is nothing that's going to make that worthwhile.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hi, Kevin. Hey, this is the new listener, or I've listened for a while, but new call. anyway, I'd just like to voice my opinion. I am so grateful that Donald Trump is in the White House, and he's literally an answer to one of my prayers. And also, I'm glad that that Mr. Kavanaugh is also sworn in. So anyway, I just wanted to show my support. Thanks. Bye.
This is Washington. This is politics. But political candidates have been accused of horrible things for years.
That was a guy trying to rationalize what happened to Brett Kavanaugh and pretend that, hey, look, you know, this is the way it works. This is how Washington is, man. What are you talking about, Kev? Leave it alone, bro. Glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. And I want to thank that caller for chiming in to give us her 2 cents. And you know what? I'm keeping it all. No change back. I like what you had to say. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being an avid listener. I think she said she's new to the program. I don't know who helped you find us, but we're glad that you did. And feel free at any time. This goes for anybody. Contact us. I think you realize we do contact you back. Sometimes we play your stuff on the show. Sometimes we don't. A lot of times people just want to give me their opinion on the phone and they hang up. That's cool. We're cool with that too. So glad you guys are here. We're talking about civility. We're talking about what the left pretends to be civil. It's like if you ever have a left person tell you, Kevin, we just want to do what's fair. We want to do what's fair for everybody. So fair is this. You go out, work your butt off, pay your taxes. They take your tax money and give it to somebody who's not willing to work their butt off. That's their definition of fair. You know, one of my friends, her son gave a speech, and he says, true story. Says it's he was at a youth summit. At 16 years old, a girl's parents give her a brand new Volkswagen. I don't know what type. And he says it had all the bells and whistles. So he says, within 3 months, this girl wrecks the car. By the way, they paid for it 100%. It's a gift from the parents to them at 16 years old. Now, I can tell you, I had hand-me-down cars. I didn't get my first brand-new car until I was working as an electrical engineer in my second job, and I had gotten such a big enough raise at my previous from my previous job that I bought myself a brand-new car, first brand-new car I ever owned. I was, well, 27 years old, I'd say, give or take. So anyway, that's how long it took. This girl at 16 years old gets a brand new Volkswagen. I don't know what model. Kid says all the bells and whistles. She wrecks the car of her own, you know, accord. It wasn't somebody hit her. She wrecked it. And within 90 days, within 3 months of being in this car, she wrecks it. The parents fix it. And he goes, she's telling him the story laughing. No appreciation, nothing. This is a person who is going to grow up, and I'm giving you a version of what's entitlement, what's considered fair. What do you think this girl is going to consider fair when the government doesn't fix her car and take care of everything and make sure she doesn't lose her house? Things like that. If this is what her parents are doing to her, what do you think is going to happen with the person that she marries? What's that guy going to get? What kind of preparation is she get? Are their parents giving to the young man who's going to see her in all her greatness? Because she's going to put all her, I'm the coolest, I'm the prettiest. Look at me with all my fake nails, fake this, fake makeup, fake eyelashes, fake eyes, you name it. He's going to marry her, and her definition of fair is going to be what I just described. And what happens when they ultimately end up divorced? Oh, yeah, they will. They got a 50-50 shot before you start jumping on me. Understand that. They got a 50-50 shot. So they're going to get divorced. And then she decides her version of fair is take all his money and don't let him visit his kids. Fair is relative. And it's based on what you teach your kids. I don't know how you guys, I know how you guys raise your kids. I do, because you raise them the way I raise mine. But let me tell you, there are people out there who are just doing and doing and giving and giving, and they don't care. The definition of fair has been completely changed. So don't believe it. And so this kid, he gets it. You know what makes people happy? What makes people happy is when they feel like they're contributing to society, when they've earned something, and they get to take that something, and when they're creating. When whatever they do creates, it does something. They can see the output. He began telling the story by saying, you know, he was on a soccer team. And he said, we were the worst soccer team in the league. We lost. We lost every game. We got trounced. Said at the end of the season, when they got trounced, they gave the winners their trophies. The coach brings them out to his car. And he opens up the trunk. And he hands them a trophy. And he says, everybody here, we appreciate your hard work. Here's your trophy. And he says, when he got out of view of the coach, he broke the trophy in half and he threw it away. And he says, but I want you to understand, that's the mentality that they're giving youth. That no matter how you perform, no matter what happens, you're still going to get the trophy. Now, I know we say it, everybody gets a trophy. But this kid, he understood it. And he's going, you know what? That's not cool. That's not the way to raise kids. That's not the way to make them think for themselves and do for themselves and want to, you know, be something. Now, this is a relatively wealthy white kid. He's friends of the group that helped me produce the film. The guy, Kevin Sorbo, Hollywood actor, beautiful wife, Sam, former model. And their son is the one telling this story. Let me tell you, they don't raise their kid that way. They raise their kid to say, you're going to earn it. I earned everything I got. I've told every one of my boys, I'm not paying for your college. I don't know. Don't even look at me. I gave you the brain that sits inside of your skull. That is enough for you to get into college. And you, I've also educated you. I didn't leave it to the schools. I educated you. I'm the one who talked you through math and social studies and civics and everything else. I've had multiple educations based on these boys. So you've got everything you need to be successful. Yeah. This is politics. The politics of destruction. The politics that wants you to believe the left's definition of fair. They want you to believe the left's definition of philanthropic or humanitarian or whatever. You're not humanitarian when you try to keep people in their homes and you donate billions of dollars into their countries. You're only humanitarian when they're running from their countries and the left wants you to let them into your country in violation of your laws. That's what they call humanitarian. But the money that you've paid, that the government has given to every country in the world practically, that's not humanitarian. That's the government giving them that money. Well, last time I checked, government, unless you're an employee of the government, your tax dollars are going there. But other than that, government ain't giving up anything. It's a hardworking American taxpayers. And we outnumber government. When you start a company, I don't think you started with the idea that I'm going to be humanitarian when I let in illegals. You say, I'm going to pay my taxes, and that's the beginning of my humanitarian effort. And I expect the government to do the right thing with what I pay, when I paid my taxes. But they don't. And then they want to accuse you of being uncivilized. No, you're a person who, you know, sadly for you, you aren't doing, you know, you don't want to let these people in, so you're an ogre. It's not the case. And then they say things like Hillary Clinton. What's her name? Heitkamp? I forget. Is that her name? Heidi Heitkamp. They said, what do you think about Hillary Clinton saying that you can't work with Republicans and the only thing they understand is beating them up or whatever? And here's what Heidi said.
You talk about the country moving forward, and I think there's a lot of people out there who are concerned, whether you're on the left or the right or wherever people stand politically, about the ability of the country to move forward. Hillary Clinton recently said to Christian Amanpour, actually today in an interview, she said, you cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. I'm wondering what you think about that idea that you can't be civil, given the rhetoric coming from the Republicans. Can Democrats, should Democrats not be civil with Republicans?
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, I can't imagine how you get anything done if you don't bring civility back into politics.
So even Heitkamp understands it. And here's the deal. She goes on to say, it needs to be done on both sides. That's her fallback. But the fact is, no, it doesn't. It needs to be done on their side. These are the people that are uncivilized. They want anarchy because they lost. What happened when we lost? We lost with Barack Obama twice. It was a devastating pill to swallow. But you know what we didn't do? We didn't advocate for anarchy. We said, go vote them out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.